Now, the last couple weeks, I've been getting, girl, where you been? Why haven't there been another episode that's dropped on a podcast? Did you forget about us? And no, the answer is no, that's not the case. When I first started the podcast, I never knew that it would be interesting to people. Like, people would enjoy listening to it. The last couple months, life has been lifing. It's been crazy, a whirlwind. I just needed to step away, take a break, wrap my mind around it, figure out what's going on, process it, and now here we are. We're back, and kind of, sort of, but y'all, let's speak on it. Hey y'all, welcome back to Let's Speak On It, where we have those hard conversations and speak on the hard stuff. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a test of faith. Now, I've sat on this for some weeks and I contemplated whether I wanted to put this out there or not, but I'm ready. So here goes. February 14th of this year, I went to what I thought it was going to be like a normal checkup, you know, getting test results back, just the norm, you know. And then my world changed completely, y'all. Oh my God. I found out that I have cancer. Y'all, when my doctor told me my test results came back and it's showing cancer, my heart completely stopped. Everything around me froze. And immediately my mind went to, oh my God, I can't do this. Just hearing those words come out my doctor's mouth, I panicked, I froze, and I was terrified. I just felt like my world was shaking up. Of course, going throughout, you know, the last few weeks, my outlook has definitely changed, because I know God is still in control, and whatever happens, it was meant to be. It was a part of my story that he wrote for me. I'm still human. So, of course, I am still nervous and anxious and just, my mind is all over the place. But I've been just saying, God, I'm going to beat this. God, I'm not done yet. God, you're not done with me yet. Because I know this is my testimony. My faith is a little rocky, but God, last time I was going through a dark time, I ran away from you. But this time, God, I am standing right here and I'm running towards you, because I know I can't do this by myself. But this just makes me look at life completely different. It just make me realize life is too short. I have to get this really big procedure, and it's gonna put me down for some weeks. Well, not even some months, I should say. But I'm ready. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to beat this thing. Now, y'all bear with me, because right now my body is telling me what to do, okay? There are some days where my energy is just not there, and I will lay in bed and sleep all day because I'm too exhausted. So y'all just bear with me as I'm learning the new symptoms, learning my body, pretty much relearning everything about myself. Of course, I'm gonna keep y'all updated. I'm gonna let y'all know what's going on. And I will be talking about my experiences, my symptoms, everything firsthand, because I don't think y'all truly understand how hard it is. Thank you guys so much for tuning into Let's Speak On It, the podcast. With me, of course, your girl AJ. If you would like to write into our positive outcomes, you guys can write into let's.speakonit@outlook.com. Be sure to like and follow us on all of our social media and mainstreaming platforms. Be sure to like, comment, and share. Tell a friend to join in. And until next time, always keep it cute and don't be scared to speak on it.